그 맞으면 유일하면 뜬금없는 존재 돌았어 개배운 뭐 지금 민비 씨봐 근데 내로 which one going to do
179 backside line 4
179 oh, I say this what we have to do yeah 그런데 now this is going to his own separate sort of sort of conclusion I think. So, 그런데 꾼찹 내로 대식이 야외 공습 삼이 잡이 된. 그런데 꾼찹 means which that which 대식이 대식이부터 다가다 가르마. Nelu means that which is ultimate nature. Kuncha means pervades in all Korva and Deva, samsara and nirvana. Deshingingbu, Tathagata Garba, the ultimate nature which pervades in both samsara and nirvana, and Jave Gongsap Samichabitun, and which is the such point or meaning which is inconceivable and profound. The intention or the thought of the victor. All this refers to the same thing. Then, jase tuve salvar tenayang. Jase tuve salvar tenayang. Jase tuve here. Tuve is here. I think tuve is in the elder, normally. Please check up in the dictionary. I think it's elder. The elder sons of the victor, that is Maitreya himself. The elder or the senior most of
them. Gyalse? Which one?
Gyalse is sons of victor. Two boys. Two boys, I think, is a brother.
Which one to check
out? Two. Tashi to two, vulnerable. Two. Two is, I think, elder. The elder sons of the Buddha. That refers to the Maitreya Nath himself. Here. Segi two. I think Segi two, yes. Salvar tenayang means this inconceivable meaning, the profound idea, the profound thought of the victor, Tathagata Garba, which is the ultimate nature, pervading in all the samsaric and nirvanic phenomena of nirvanic existence.
Yeah, you're right.
Huh? Yeah. Tu is what?
Elder.
Elder, right. Tu worship elder.
Senior elder.
Yes, by the elder son. Although this profound meaning, Tennayang is although taught clearly by the elder sons of the victor. However, Yuju Wanki Teto Shintoka. Yuju means 10 causes. Yi means of, Wanki means by, or due to, or because of. Because of 10 causes, these 10 causes, as Rinpoche says, that Namsha Chu. The Namsha Chu shown as the cause, 10 causes here. One kim is due to the 10 causes. Teto Shinduka is difficult to understand this due to the 10 causes. Due to the 10 presentation, Rinpoche says, the 10 presentation. The presentation of the Tathagata Garba with the 10, in through 10 point we had before. Because this presentation of the 10 point, although it's difficult to understand the Tathagata Garba through this 10 presentation of the 10 point.
Which are these
10 points? Pardon?
Which are these 10 points? 10 point, the
Ngo Yunde Lende Jugwata. Ngo Yunde Lende Jugwata. Negav So this 10 point. Through this, due to the 10 point or 10 causes, it is difficult to understand. 10 causes means the 10 presentations, which are the means of to understand the Tathagata Garba. So due to the presentation of the 10, due to the 10 presentation through which the Tathagata Garba is, due to the 10 causes, yes, through which the Tathagata Garba is presented, it's difficult to understand Tathagata Garba. Shindu kun. There are very Kun means a very rare, no? There are very few Shinto means very, Kwan means rare. Very rare who understand that this Tathagata Garba due to the 10 causes. Namda tawe nyamna chesangki. Kwan means it's one shloka finish here. Then next shloka said, Namda tawe nyamna chesangki. Towa means it jase seche jave 10. Namda tawe nyamna. Nyamba means here. Devoid of, I think. Ta we, nam da means pure, right. Tawa means view. By right view, nyamna means if one ruins. That means if one is devoid of this kind of construction, again, this, you know, the right view cannot ruin, you know. That means nyamna, this construction is like, you know, time thakpa, you know. We have before. Time thakpa. Pure by stains. The pure by stain cannot be. Its construction is different, you know. Pure of stain, isn't it? So although it is instrumental case, but we have to say of in English. Devoid of chosang ki is through by good conduct. Nyamna means if one is devoid of by the right view or the right view, then chosang ki only by good conduct. Thorwa means liberation, one cannot get liberation. Che means thus the sage Yave Ten means Buddha together with their sons has taught. Buddha and together with the victor and their sons have taught that. The Buddha and the sons of the victor taught that only by good conduct, right conduct, that means discipline, that sultan, one cannot get liberation. If one doesn't have, or if one has lost the right view, if one is devoid of right view, that means right view is more important than the right conduct for the liberation. Then, tharduk namda ume tawandi, taakse lam ni jangda phimbarche. And tharduk is ultimate. Namba tawa means the right, the perfect and right. Ume tawa means this middle path, this middle view. So this middle view of right, this middle view, which is ultimate view and very pure and very namda. Di takche lamne jangdo phimbarche. Takche lamne means from the path of takpa and sepa, nihilistic and eternalism. Nihilism and eternalism path. From the path of nihilism and eternalism, jangdu means at distance, phimbarche means throws away. So this right view of Madhyamika, the ultimate view, the ultimate but pure view, cast one away from the path of the nihilistic path. Phimbarche. Pardon? Takse is takpa and chepa. Takpa means eternalism, chepa means nihilism. Remember? Lam means from that path, jangdu phembar means it cast far away. Phembar means to cast. Takum chunde mela changchu ba. Tuni kalmin wangbu tulvichun. Phembar che. Then, tawa gomba, chepa member. Member la changchu ba. So Rinpoche says here, Changchuba means Kheba. Changchuba means very skillful, expert, learned. The one who is very skillful, expert, in the wrong view, in the inferior view, inferior meditation, and inferior Chöpa conduct. And due to this inferior Tawa Gomba Chöpa, and or it's something derogatory, I think so. Those who are enlightened, those who have enlightened by the fruit of inferior view, inferior meditation, and inferior conduct. Dhyungi kalmi wangbutul vikyun is dhyungigma. Dhyungig means dark age, right? Literally, it's not dark age. Dhyung means age, of course. Nyik means nyigma, what do you call this? Muddy. The very transparent, the very essence one you take out, you know, then something left in the bottom, what do you call that?
Dregs.
Dregs, yes. Oh, the dreg, huh? D-R-E-G?
Yeah.
Oh.
Dregs.
Dregs, I say. The drag age, that means, literally. Drag age, you know? Means very...
Age of dregs.
Huh?
It's the age of dregs.
Yeah, age of dregs. Age of dregs, exactly. Age of dregs. Nyigma means, you know, nyigma means that leftover things, the unwanted part of the substance, liquid substance, anything. You know? Just bottom, the set in the bottom. When you drink the coffee, you know? The unwanted part left at the bottom. That's called nyigma. Chu nyigma, chang nyigma, any liquid things you have nyigma, you know? Unwanted part. So this age is called the unwanted age. The unwanted age, because it is said that the thousands of Buddha, there were thousands of Buddha who did not appear. Only Gautama Buddha appeared in this age, because this age was very dragged one, drag age, meaning very dirty age, the unwanted age. Tungin kalmin means a kalma member, you know, those who are lack of kalpa. Men means here, whose kalpa is very inferior, means unfortunate beings. Tungin yimin kalpa. Tungin kalmin, wangbu tulwa. Wangbu tulwa means dull intellect. Tulwa means a dull. Dull, you know, tulwa means dull. Wangbu means here, organ, sense faculty means here, faculty of understanding, you know, faculty of understanding, intellect. Kyom is the fault of. Means to become enlightenment by the fruit. By the fruit of inferior tawa, inferior gomba, and inferior chepa. Is the fault of the dull intellect and unfortunate being of the dark age, or not dark age, the age of drugs. Dark age, we have got separate word.
Degenerate age. This.
Pardon? Degenerate.
Degenerate age.
What is Changchub?
Changchub Rinpoche says Kheba. Changchub is Kheba, learned, expert, well-versed, or you can say well-versed, huh? Well-versed, you know, well-versed, huh?
Changchub.
Yeah, Changchub means well-versed also. Normally also they say Changchub Dharako, Lagatilako Changchub Dharas. In that task, in that particular task, he is really Changchuba. He's completely enlightened in that task. We say that, you know. We say in the colloquial also, in telling lie, he is really, he's enlightened in that field. They always say in very, what you call. And a person who is really very, sort of a bit stupid and very straightforward, you know. So we say, oh, he's arahata. Arahata. Dachumara. They say like that. It's some joke it becomes. But Changchuba is, of course, Changchuba means well-versed also. You say well-versed also? What is well-versed?
Yeah, it means very knowledgeable.
Knowledgeable, exactly. I think it's well-versed, as Khenpo Rinpoche says. It sounds like well-versed. And well-versed, I think.
What is the meaning of it?
Meaning is just he's saying sarcastically, you know.
Yeah, the whole sentence.
The whole sentence is that to become the well-versed, you know, to become the well-versed in the inferior fruit, through inferior view, inferior gomba, inferior chapa, is a fault of the dull intellect persons, dull and unfortunate beings of the dark age. Tungi nyingma, Tagum chunde men la changchuba. Dyni kalde kalme wangbo tulwekin. Takse lamne jangdo pemberche. Tagum chunde men la changchuba. Indirectly, he is criticizing those who are holding the wrong views. Due to wrong view, then they wrong practice, you know. Due to wrong practice, their conduct is also wrong. Due to wrong conduct, they get fruit also wrong fruit. So, I think that's one meaning. Wang bu tulu kyo, kyo means fault, no? Ulbyu kye wo chingbu phalwa la norgi chodan zimbas, sonam shiis. So then, now it's criticizing indirectly those who having the wrong views, you know. Right, wrong view as a right view. Those who hold the wrong view as a right view. So then he says, Ulbyu kyewo. Ulbyu kyewo means the poor people, the poor in wealth, not in knowledge here. Ulbyu kyewo is a sort of metaphor, you know. Ulbyu kyewo. Qingbu means a stone. Qingbu is, I think, stone. Can you see the dictionary? Qingbu, Aochago, Qingha, Qing, Pashibjibu. Qingbu should be stone, I think. It's old terms for doa. Qingbu, Palba. Palba means ordinary stone. Lam is too ordinary stone. Norgi chodu zimba. Chodu holding or considering as a supreme wealth, as a supreme, as the best kind of gem, enormous gem, you know, gem or jewel. Sonam shi means is the nature of the luck, nature of such person's luck. Luck means unlucky, is the nature of the unlucky. Rinpoche says, sonam may be shi. Means that to consider the ordinary stones, a poor person, a pauper, considering the ordinary stone as a best kind of norbu, that means a gem or jewel, is the nature of luck. Luck means nature of unlucky, bad luck. Norgi chodo zima, sonam shi.
She is nature?
She is nature. Kaushakigu shi sa shi. Kaushakigu shi shi, right? She means nature. So we write Namshi, you know? Namshi, the nature of the sky. It's she. This now goes together. Tagum chunde mela changchuba. Thuni kalme wangbu tuvikyo. Ubikyo chingbu phawala norgi chodo zimba sonamshi. This is one shloka. This one, it's in one shloka, one set of meaning, meaning is there. It's one statement, the whole. Sashu on shook mapam shalgi, lung, lexon colosum y tadutan. Sashu on shook, the lord of 10th levels, that is mapam. Mapam is also Maitreya Nath. He's called mapam, equivalent Sanskrit word is ajita, ajita. Om ajita, ajita, abar ajita, anjita, daya soha, you know, when you recite his mantra, then ajita. Ajit means mapam. Ajit means mapam. And Maitreya means Chamba. Maitreya Nath means Chamba Gombo. Mapam Shalgi Lung means. Shalgi means of his mouth. Lung means the scripture. The scripture of Lord Maitreya Nath, the Lord of Maitreya Nath, sorry, the Ajita, the Lord of 10th level. Lung. Leksung. Lexung colosum di tadutan, shalgi lung, and legbar sumba colosum di tadutan is the tadutan. We have to take this one. And the scripture of the mapham, the ajita, the lord of 10th level, is the, then you have to jump at the end of the sentence, tadutan is the meaning, is the meaning of the lexung colosum ki, colosum, meaning of the last turning of the wheel. Well spoken, well explained. That refers to Buddha. Leksung and Sungrab is same. Lexung, that is spoken by the great teacher, the Buddha, is called Lexung or Sungrab. Kholosum ji thadutan, kalme yida rinla michuichin. Means such ultimate meaning of the three turning of the wheel means that the last turning of the wheel, out of the three turning of the wheel, out of the three turning of the wheel of the Dharma, so this, that which is said by the Lord Maitreya is the ultimate meaning which Buddha well explained. Kalme, this teaching in the same, kalme yida dilam mi chuching. Kalme means the unfortunate beings who are like yida, who are like pretas. Dinlam means, dinba means in the throat. Michuiching means cannot go. Such teaching, ultimate teachings, this teaching is, you know, compared with the nectar. When you drink the nectar, of course, it goes through the neck, you know, through the neck. When you eat, when you drink something, of course, it will pass through the neck. So those unfortunate beings, such profound teaching cannot go in the throat of those unfortunate beings who are like pretas. Because it says in pretas, they cannot eat. I think you might have heard already. As Rinpoche says, they cannot eat because they have big stomach but very thin, very, very thin throat, so they cannot eat, although they feel very hungry.
What is this?
Michu means cannot go. Can't go. Chupa. Michu is in. Kalden soge zungder duji chap. Chap is the honorific word for water. Duji chap. No, any liquid sort of liquid. Here, duji chap means the nectar-like water, the nectar water, which gives zung ter means. Ter means which gives. Sung means, you know, sok zung. Sok zung means life forces all together. Sung means energy also. Sung means energy also, yes. Like sukbu, you know, when we say sukbu sung zo chardo, is all the bodies gone, you know? Weak. When we become weak, what happened to the body? What do we lose? We lose all the energy, isn't it? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And this energy, so sung zo song, sukbu sung kanga zo song means the energy of the body is finished. So, sok sung means the energy of life. The life energy, that means the life forces. Kalden soge sungter, duji chap. The nectar, that duji chap you can take as a nectar or hold together. The nectar which gives the life forces to the kalden, to the fortunate beings. So, but such teaching which cannot go in the throat of the preta like an unfortunate being, but it is nectar. But for those kalden, it is like nectar which gives the life forces. Yes, one? Forces. This one shloka finish here. Then ngoglo chatang bag denba la sope. Tekwa chi dong tunbi nam yin zes. Ngo lo zawa london sherab. Ngo lo is ngo lo zawa london sherab. The lo zawa, the great translator from ngo, who is known as ngo lo zawa london sherab. Cha and zang, the two persons. Cha ba chu ji singe. Cha is cha ba chu ji singe. Zang is zang na ba zun du singe. Den ba ba dharma singe. Rinpoche says, in those days, there were 13 lions. There were 13 lions. There were Singe is lion, you know. There were 13 Singes in those days. In the same time. Ngo lo zawa. I'm not sure whether they were in the same time or different time. They came. Ngo lo zawa. Lo ne sherab. chaba chu ji singe tangna wa chundu singe danba wa dharma singe la sokwa me etc Pardon?
Chatsang is the name of one of these.
Yeah, cha. Cha means chaba chugi singe. Tang means tang na was tsundu singe. Only first syllable is given from the name.
What's the name?
Yeah, here name of the 1, 2, 3, 4 persons given here. Ngok lo tawa londe sharap. Ngok means ngok lo tawa londe sharap. Sorry, ngok lo. Ngok lo means ngok lo tawa londe sharap. Cha means chaba chugi singe. Zhang means Zhang Na Ba Dharma Zhundu Singe, Denba means Denba Ba Dharma Singe, four person name, etc. In the etc., then other Singes are also included, Singes and other these scholars. By these scholars, scholars in Sain, Tekpa Chidang Tunbe Nam Yi Zhe. Tekpa Chidang Tunbe Nam Yi Zhe. Tekpa means in the Yana, Chidang means in the common, Tunbe means according to. Nam Yi means. Nam Ye means analysis. They means they did. They analyze or they explain this Yulama text according to all Yanas in common. They made explanation on Yulama, which accords with all the Yanas in common. That means Tekpa Chidang. Nam Ye Ze.
Tunbe is the same as
Tao. Yes, this is intransitive. This is transitive. This is and now Mao Tashu Tuna is Chababadan Mandevi Chava. This is transitive, yes. Tunbe, Nam Ye Ze. According to Tekpa Chi and the general, all the general Yanas, they explain it. Then, this one shloka finish. Then, Rangjung Tolbo Jenang Chebayi. Karma Barangjung Dorje, he says, Rangjung means Karma Barangjung Dorje. Tolbo means Kunjin Tolbo Sangye. Jenang Tang Chebayi means together, their followers. Jenang means followers. Yi means by. By Rangjung Dorje and Tholpo Sangye, together with their followers, means or as well as their followers, Chuldi, this Chuldi, Tumu Mayimbe Shepan is, sorry, this Chuldi means this Chuldi, Chul, this way of explanation, Lame Sangye Thekpar Talas, Chuldi means this Chuldi, this Deshik Ningbu Chuldi, Yulame Chuldi, sorry, this Yulame Chuldi, this system of Yulama, or this text of Yulama, Lame Sangye, Gwindi, Lame Sangye Thekpar Talas. Lana Mebe Sangye Thekpar Tal. Tal means they have commented or interpreted, yes. They have interpreted as the as the Lana Mebe Sangye Thekpar Tal. As the Yana of the unsurpassable Buddha. As the Buddha Yana, what does it mean? Sangye Thekpar Tal. Lame Thekpar Tals. They have Talwa means interpreted as the Yana of the Buddha, or the unsurpassable Buddha. What they have interpreted, this Suldi, these systems. Then, Ningbo Dorje Nedun Chujen Tang, Chuny Namsha Singda Yabsegi. Ningbo Dorje Nedun Chujen Tang, Chuny Namsha Singda Yabsegi, Gombe Nimar, Chilun Nam Toki, Chilun Nam Tak, Timbe, my dip, Nedun Dashin says. This Dorje Ningbo Dorje Nedun Chujen Tang, this Ningbo Dorje Nedun Chujen Tang, the seven buzzer point of the essence, Ningbo, which are the essence of the Ningbo Dorji Nedun, which are the essence of this text, Nedun, Chojen Tang, Nedun, and the Chojen means the relative truth, Chunyi means the absolute truth, Namsha means all the presentation. Shingda Yabse ki. Pardon? Yes. Doji Nathan, Chujenda, Chuni. Yes. In Bhutan, terms of all the relative truth, all the relative aspect of the relative truth, yes, and the Chunyi is the absolute, the ultimate truth. The Namsha, Chunyi Namsha, the presentation of the absolute, the presentation of the Ningbo Dorje Nedun, seven buzzer point, the relative truth, and the Dharmata, the absolute truth. Shingda Yabse is the son and the father chariot, the son and the father great chariot. Normally Shingda Yabse, the son and the father chariot refers to as Asanga and Naga Arjuna. But here Rinpoche says it refers to Tome the Yingye, Vasubandhu and Asanga. This is true. Yabseki. Gongbe. Gongba means their intention, their idea, their thought. Which is like Nimar, Nima. Ji means child. That means the ordinary being, immature being. Le means of the intellect. Either it should be Namta or Namto. Lui Namto, I think it should be. Namto, I think it's better. Rinpoche says it could be either conceptualization or to examination. Timbe Madib means that Nimar, the Timbe Madib is not shut by the cloud. So from here, we have to go back. Gongbe Nimar, the son of the thought, the son, which is like this thought, which is like the son of the thought of the great chariot, the father and the son, great chariot, is not. Then we have to is not shut. Madip means not shut, or not obscured. Pe means by, tin means cloud, by the cloud of conception. Namto means the conception of the intellect of ordinary beings. And ngeden dashin she, ngeden means the ultimate meaning, dashin means literally, she means explained. The meaning of the ultimate truth is explained literally here. Very, what do you call? Literally, what do you call? Explicitly or implicit? Literally, very clearly, you know. Explicit way. Yes.
Passion. Pardon? Passion is the means of expressing the good.
No.
No?
As it is. It's explained as it is mentioned in the word itself.
Yeah, but you just said through
no, the ultimate truth is explained as it is mentioned in the word, not indirectly, but directly, that means. Not something, not tangden, but directly it has been explained. Because da tamba is da tamba, you know. You cannot understand with some other things. Like absolute, for example, there's several examples, you know, there. Timbe madib, ngedum is the ultimate truth, is explained here, like, exact like the word. I mean, in word something says, in behind this idea is something else. It's not like that, you know. You know, as it is.
The word itself.
Word itself is just clearly explained, not something. The meaning.
The meaning that you said
the word as it is, yes. Not something indirect. You have understand something directly. Word it says something, and the meaning is something else. Not like that, you know. Not like that, but as it is mentioned in the word. That's it. I was going to say. Because, for example, all the beings are endowed with the Buddha nature. It's Dasita Vashindo, you know. You cannot explain it other way around, that one. If you explain other way around, then may give some wrong view also may come. All the beings are endowed with the Buddha nature means that, you know, if you say all the beings are endowed with the Buddha nature means that all the beings are void by nature. They are non-existent. If you say like that, then it's the wrong explanation, you know. It's not according to the word you are not paying. So therefore here it says, the Ngedun, the ultimate truth is explained as it is. Like the word itself. Literally, the ultimate word is literally explained here. Literally explained. Very explicit way. Jalwe juyul tartuk nyingbu ten. And nyingbu jalwe juyul tartuk nyingbu ten. Tartuk ba nyingbu ten. The meaning, the essence, nyingbu ten means the essence. Tartuk means the ultimate. Juyul means the field of the Buddha. All refers to the one that is sent in Nelu. Yingri Yerme Barimboja says that. Jalwe juyul tartuk nyingbu ten. All refers to one thing. That is Semji Nelu Yingri Yerme. This one, this Yingri Yerme, Tobe Yiche Gurbe Sonam Sor. Tobe Yiche Gurbe Sonam Sor. Sonam Yitzor means in the lake of Chicher, Yiche Gurba means fate. In the lake of the fate, in the lake of fate, in the ocean of fate, or in the lake of fate. Sonam Sor. In the lake of the fortunate, fortune in the lake of good fortune, sonam means good karma. That means you can say good karma. In the lake of the good karma, or normally sonam means fortune is in the fortune lake of the faith. Tebe means through learning. It means through learning you develop your yiche. You develop your yiche, your faith. Through learning, you develop, through learning and reflecting, through learning, you develop your yiche, your faith, or trust, yiche, yes. Then, when you are endowed with the yiche, the trust of faith, then you are fortunate. Tso means, the tso is a lake. Here's again metaphor. In the lake of the, in the fortunate lake of the faith, by learning, means faith arisen through learning or learning. Sisi lekje chuo kun duicher. Sisi lekje chuo kun duich. In the lake, I think in the ocean, yes. This is not lake, sorry. Lake. Sisi lekje chuo kun duicher. Sisi is samsara and nirvana. Lekje means all the good things, all the positive things. All the lekje, lekpar chepa. Lekje or lekje is both same meaning. It's a good deeds or the... Lekje means a geva, all the wholesome, yes. Lekje means a wholesome. Chuo means the rivers. Kun means all. Duich means, you know, the falls. Gathers means falls, yeah. In the lake of the fortune, in the fortunate lake of the faith, arisen through the, or developed through the learning, all the wholesome rivers of samsara and nirvana falls in that, or gathers in that. Because all the river falls in the oceans, you know. All the rivers of the world falls in the ocean. They fall in ocean, they go to ocean. So therefore it's a gather in the oceans. Mewba tamyang yingbur sungjayin. Kunduichir. Yes, since all the wholesome rivers of samsara and nirvana falls in the lake of in the fortunate lake of faith arisen through it. So since this reason, because of this, meba tamyang means even only aspiration is also nyingbor sungjayin means should be held, is worth to be held as essence. Nyingbor sungjayin. Even aspiration also for towards this Tartuk Nyingbutan is to be held, can worth to be held as the essence of the teaching, essence of the Dharma. The essence of, the essence is the ultimate. The essence, I don't know what he says. Mevatsang, Ningbur Sunday, yes. Gave a tarba to near Kivog, Tarche, Tangdol, Samu Umelam. Gave a miss by the merit, tarba to near Kivogan, miss by this merit, tarba to near Kivogan, miss all the beings, tarba miss liberation, Tundunyawa seeking, Kivom miss the beings, Kun miss all the beings seeking the liberation. By this virtue, Geve, you have to say Geve, Geve, by this virtue, Tang Dol, Samu Umilam, by this virtue, may all the beings seeking for the liberation, Takche Tang Dol, Samu Umilam, Dela Nyene, we have to take here. Dela means easily. Nyene means having found easily. Lam is the path. He means of the path of Uma, the path of the profound middle path. Having found the profound middle path, Samu Ume Lam is the profound middle path. By crossing the precipice, the dangerous path of eternalism and nihilism, or by crossing the eternalistic and nihilistic dangerous path.
Dolva is crossing.
Yes, Dolva means crossing. But here it is again, Dolva means, you know, transitive. Intransitive is the only karakatana of Cholatri. May this virtue take across. May this virtue take across all the beings seeking for the liberation, the dangerous path of takpa or the nihilistic and eternalistic dangerous path, and attain. The profound middle path easily. Nyene. And Ningbu nor Choki. Ningbu nor Choki. And by the supreme wealth of the essence, Tathagata Garba, that means. Nor Choki. Kajab and Rogin, all these are metaphor. Kajab and Rogin, Reva, Dolce, cause. May all the. Again, we have to come. May. Ko is, I think, so like May. Reva, Dol. Reva Dzok means to fulfill the wishes. Reva means normally hopes. Do you say to fulfill the hopes? Do you say?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yes. Wishes,
yes. Wishes, yes. Yeah, may fulfill all the wishes of the all being, Dwakun. All being as limitless as the sky, Kachap. Not as limitless. Kachap means all the beings, yes, limitless. In fact, Kachap means, you know, all pervading sky who pervades all. Means as limitless as sky, by the supreme wealth of the essence, means the Tathagata Garba. Dzogche Kho. This Kho is Munchi. Normally, Dzogche Kho is there, Shabju should be there, and maybe Kanaro also, but in many places I have seen Shabju also. Dzogche Kho. Tobar Jurbi, Jur Chuchiku. Rinpoche says, Tobar Jurbi, Jur Chuchiku. This virtue may the cause of, that means the Geva you have to apply everywhere. May the cause to attain, to realize. Oh, Reva Zobar Jurbi, Jur Chuchiku, yes. May this virtue become the cause to fulfill all the wishes of all the beings as limited as the sky. Oh, not the virtue, sorry. Virtue is finished now. Ningbu nor choki. May all the beings be fulfilled their wishes. May all the beings as limitless as the sky be fulfilled their wishes by the supreme wealth of Tathagata Garba. Dorje Nedun, Dibdal Munjurte, TJ Kanyam Drave Yujongshin. And Dorje Nedun, the seven Vajra point, Dorje ne de dibdal ngun churte diba dang thabe dorje ne de ngun du churte I think it's like that. Dibdal ngun churte through realizing having realized the seven buzzer point being free from the dibba, diptal means being free from the dibba, the whales, dije khanyam drove yu jongshin, and purifying the continuum of the beings as limitless as the sky. No, dije khanyam drove yu jongshin, yes, purifying the continuum of the continuum of the being with the stain, teach beings with the stains as limitless as the sky. Time jave ningbo tombala, and in teaching the essence of the victor, the essence of the stainless victors, the essence of the stainless victor, in showing, in tombala means in teaching or in showing, the essence of the immaculate victor. Kye kun means all the beings. Kye means kyewo kun. Kyewo kun, not being, sorry. All the being means here, all the human being. Kyewo kun means refers to, kyewo means person. All the person means all the being. Chamgu ni dang sungbar shu. Chamgu means java chamba. The maitri nath, ni means cham itself. Maitri nath himself, thang means. Tang Sungbar Shos may be like, may all the beings, in teaching the essence of the immaculate victor, may all the beings be like Maitrinath himself. Shetub Chinlap Yunsang Legje Shir, Chikdu Chile Legje Chulung Bum, Shetub Shepa and Druba. Shepa and Druba. Chinlab ji yunsang bo. Yunsang, chinlab means blessing. Yunsang means the yunsang means the yun means the continue, the current of the continuity. Zang means the good continuity of the blessing of Shepa and Drupa. Legje jir. Legje is also gewa. Wholesome action is called legje. Sukriti in Sanskrit they call sukriti. Sukriti means a good deed. Che means here, whatever done. Leg means good. A good done, you know. Literally good done. And good done means all the wholesomes. Jir means on the ground. Jir means on the base. In the base of the all the good karma. That means leg jir means good karma. On the ground of the good karma. And the good current now is you know, the metaphor of the river, you know, the water, or the good current, good continuity, good current of the chilla, of the blessing of Shepa and Druba. Chikdu kille means by, chikdu means as one. Kilva means, what do you call it, stagnant, you know, he said? Water is whirling.
Oh,
without opposite of flow, is kilva.
Stagnant.
What is the verb for that verb?
Stagnant.
For to flow is a verb, you know. The opposite of this verb, the
stagnating.
Yes. Stagnator. Kile, by stagnating as one in the ground of the, in the ground means in the ground of Lekje, in the ground of Lekje, ground means here on the earth. Lekshe chulung bum. Then lekshe means lekpar sheba, the well said. Well said means spoken by all the words spoken by Buddha, saints and scholars, and all the word in the teaching which brings liberation and peace to the being is called lekshe. Literally lekshe means well said. In Sanskrit it's called subhashita. You know? All those teachings which brings liberation and which brings peace to the beings, that kind of all the word is called lekshe. Chulung means the river. Boom means the 100 millions, 100 thousands, 100 thousands of the river of lekshe. By stagnating as one in the ground of the good karma, kangjin tawi chabjin takparam babs means is all takparam babs. Takparam means all the time, bab means ta and ui, both in the center and end. And what do you call the ta? The corner of the country, you call? Both in the center and the edge of the country, or?
Border,
yes. Both at the center and the border of snow land. Chapching means pervading, you know, everywhere, spreading everywhere, and falling all the times. This is the river, you know. The river of what? The 100 thousands of rivers of Lekshe. Chigdu, pardon?
Stagnating as one?
Stagnating? May the thought of the intention of the Mapam victor, the Ajit victor, Maitri Nath, be fulfilled. Be fulfilled. Here, Mapam, it has two meanings. It's really it's poetry, you know, here. The Mapam has two meanings. Mapam means Man Sarovar also, you know. You know Man Sarovar? The holy lake in the western Tibet. A very, very huge lake, the second biggest lake in Tibet. It's almost like a sea, and it's a holy lake. And this lake is also called Mapam. So, Mapam? Ajita? Victor? Victor? Mapam also means, Mapam means, you know, what is it, invincible? Invincible. Who cannot be defeated. That who cannot be defeated, yes. So invincible, Mapam is invincible. So this word applies for Maitri Nath also, and as well as the lake Mansarovar also. So Mapam means Mansarovar lake, and Mapam, Jawa Mapamba means Buddha, the future Buddha, Maitreya. So here, it's showing true meaning here. Because in Mapam lake, all the rivers flow in that, you know, first. From all sides, all the rivers fall in Mapamba. And from Mapam, then again, it goes to river, many rivers to India, and the origination of the many rivers, the origination of the many rivers, you know, which falls in China, in India, are Mansarovar, you know. So here, as Rinpoche said yesterday, that in one way it is showing that falling in the river, the another side is showing that coming out of that river, out of that lake. Kongje sho. So all these are metaphor. Kangje thawi chabjun tabar bab. Mapam jave gomba kongje sho. By falling. Okay. I will translate it, then I'll give you afterward. Written translation. It's better. Kangje thawi chabjun tabar bab. Mapam jave gomba. Gomba means the thought of the mapam jave gomba. Kongwa means kongwa is to fulfill. To fill, in fact, kongwa means to fill. May the thought of the Maitreya Nath be filled. By what? By the 100 thousands of the river of Lekshe, which comes from the stagnant water. Stagnant water means here the lake, which comes from the lake of the lake, you know. Lake is what? In the lake, all the waters are stagnant as one, you know. And the ground, you know, without the ground, there cannot be lake. So this ground is like Lekje. Lekje is like ground. You know, ground, earth, Ji means earth. Lekje means that good karma, good deed. So from this lekshe, from the lake, hundreds of millions, coming out, millions of rivers coming out and spreading whole Tibet, whole without center and the border, filling and falling all over the Tibet. And thus, Mapam Jebe Gomba Kongjesho. And thus, the intention, the thought of the victor Mapamba be fulfilled. Tetang mebe yiji tube sungla kona tamboche. Time shera migi tartu ningbe nelu tulme tong. Chenye beme gasal kebe kyo chinye tiwe ne. Tuyji tangbo pashin zamli yangbe tartu rabje shows. It also means a shock is we have to take down. As may all like that, no? Tetang, tepa is aspiration or faith, sorry. Faith. Meba means aspiration, also faith. Maybe yiji means by the mind of. By faithful and aspiring mind, that means. Tube sungrap kona tado che. Tube sungrap means the words of the Buddha. Kona means only tamdo che means to talk. May I talk, or may all the beings talk, always talk about the teachings of the Muni with the great faith. With a great, faithful, and aspiring mind, that means. Then, Time Sharam Miki, Tardu Ningbu Nelu Trume Tong. Time Sharam Miki, by the immaculate wisdom eye, by the stainless wisdom eye, Tardu Ningbu Nelu, the ultimate essence, the nature of the ultimate essence, Trume means without mistake. Tong means Tongwar Shaw, you have to say. May I see without any mistake, may I see the Tartu Nyingbo Nelu, the ultimate, the nature of the ultimate essence without any mistake, unmistakenly. And Chenye Pemu Gasal Kebe Kyo Chenyen Pemu Gasal Kebe Kyo Chinye Tibetne. Chepa and Nyenba. Chepa means explanation, Nyenba means learning. Hearing, listening means learning. Chepa tang nyenpa, right? Chepa means teachings, nyenpa means learning. Pemu gasal, which I compare, like exemplified with the pema, pemu gasal, lotus garden, the delightful garden of lotus. Ga means delightful, sal means the lotus, the garden. Pemu means the lotus. The delightful lotus garden of Chepa and Nyenpa. Kepe kewo chinye tibi ne. Oh, I see. Kepe kewo chinye tibi ne. This is the Pemi Gasal is used for this. Kepe kewo chinye tibi ne. Tibi ne means abode, you know, abode. You say abode, the dwelling place. The abode of Jinye means all. Kebe Kewo means learned and wise people. Means that the garden of in the abode of, that means the abode of the all the scholars and saints or the learned beings, where the lotus garden of Chepa and Nyenpa bloom, that means, you know, it blooms. Tuji Thangbu Palsin Zamli Yangbe Thadu Rabje Shom is this abode where this abode of the Kepe Kyo, the learned beings, where the lotus flower garden of Chepa and Nyenpa exist or bloom, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Bloom. Tuji Thangpu Palshin means like the glory of the Tuji Thangpo, of the first time, or first era, you can say first era. Tui means era here. First era or, you say era or?
Era.
Age or, then other was, yeah. Or aeon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Era.
Yeah, good. Yeah, like the first, like the glory. Palm is glory. Thangbo is first. of first 2 minutes time is here era, like the glory of the first era. That Rinpoche says the first era means Kalwa Dzongde. Dzongde ni Kalwa, you know? Dzongde ni Kalwa means the perfect era. The perfect era, according to scientists, it is evolution now. The era evolution, isn't it? According to the Dharma, is a devolution, you know? Mm-hmm. You know? It's instead of saying Pema, lotus, it says born in the water. Instead of saying the sun, it says the day maker, the one which brings the day. So that means the sun, you know, it's like that. Tuigi Thangpo is Ngonjo Mingi Namda, synonyms. For what? For Dzongden. Kalwa Dzongden. Like the glory of the first era, Zamling Yangbe Thadur. Zamling Yangba means this vast. Yangba means vast, very vast. Zamling means the world. In the vast world, Tha and the true. Tha means a corner, true means edge, you know. That means in every corner, in every corner of this vast world, Rabdu Gevar Shom means may it be developed. This abode, what? This abode of the scholars, where the lotus gardens of explanation and learning bloomed, spread and flourish in this vast corner of the world. In every nook and corner of this vast world, like the glory of the first era. Tekwa chimbu yu lami tenju nyingbu tu ngusum lam ji she sol dang jebe number dewa chimi do ba singing aru she chawa dini. Now, chimi do ba singing aru she chawa is the title of this text, you know. Tekwa chimbu yu lami tenju nyingbu tun ngusum lam ji she sol dang jebe. We have to go back from here. Chir Medoba Singengaro is the name of this text. First, Chir Medoba Singengaro? We will translate afterward. What is called the Chir Medoba Singengaro? Number Delva, which comments or which expound, which explain or comment, you say? The text. Which comment you say? Mm-hmm. Which comments? Mm-hmm. Or the commentary you can say, take as a noun. Srimidava Singengaro, what is Shechawa? The text, what is called Srimidava Singengaro? The commentary. Shesol Tang. The commentary. Ngosum Lamji Shesol Tang Jarwa. The commentary, which is together with the system of the explanation. Shesol means the system of explanation. Shesol means the system of explanation. Ngusum Lamji means of the direct path. You know, direct valid cognition and direct valid cognition, direct explanation and indirect explanation. You know, there are two kinds of explanation. Here is direct explanations. By applying the direct explanation about what? The meaning of the essence. Take what symbol you lami tenju, the first sentence and the last sentence, Chirmeta was singing aro. You know, this is the title of this text. You can read in the very beginning page. This is the whole title. All these are texts, the title of this text. Means that Chirmidogba means Chirmidogba singing aro. You know singing aro? The roaring of the lion. Chirmidogba, which never comes back. Means the roaring of the lion which never comes back means that the lion's roar never comes back because of the fearlessness. The roaring lions not coming back. The commentary on the Mahayana Uttaradanda Shastra, which explain the Nyingbhutan, the meaning of the essence, Tathagata Garbha, very directly in direct systems, with the direct explanation system, without inference, you know, without deduce, deductions, etc. Direct explaining, you know. Jarve nam de shiv se chawan dini, this very text now saying, Chonze Kebe, who composed by, where is that? There they come, there you go. Yes. Never, you know, it's last line and the Tubar Kibes is this is the word, you know. The front page 81, first, second, third line. End of the third line. Tubar Kibadua. Tubar Giva is completed. This Srimad was singing around this text was completed. Now you say, was completed by whom? Then by the Chonje Kebe Wangbo Karma Chepal So. To go back from here. Completed. It's very... Kama yonde yazu lulu thayiwe, day. Then the second line, middle of the second line, we have to go back. Thayiwe, day. Day means, you know, day is thayiwe. Thayiwe, day. Shakyi, jinjuk, karma, ngawang, yonde, yazu, am, lulu thayiwe. These all are name of the Kongtu's name, his name, this all this sentence. Shakyi, jinjuk means, The follower of the Shakya Muni, Kama Ngawang Yonjen Jaso, or Lodjo Thaye. He has two names. Kama, pardon? Second line. The second line, beginning of the second line. Shakya Jinjuk. Shakya means Shakya Muni. He means of. Jinjuk means the follower. The follower of Shakya Muni. The follower of Shakya. You can say the follower of Shakyamuni or the follower of the Shakyamuni's teaching. It can be anything. Who is that? Karma Ngawang Yonjen Jaso, his name. Ham means or Lodjo Thaye. He has two names. His real name is Karma Ngawang Lodjo Jaso. And Lodjo Thaye is a well-known name. Just, you know, the scholars always have two names. Yeah. And sometimes they use three names also. When they write philosophical text, then they write some other thing, some name. When they write poetry, then they have got some poetic name, you know. Some they have, saying that Yang Jin Gala, you know, the lover of Yang Jin Ma, Saraswati, goddess. Something, the lover of Saraswati, then something like they mentioned this, different name, poetic name. The goddess of wisdom. So here, yeah, Lodjo Thaye is the Karma Ngawang Yonjen Jaso is his ordination name. Lodjo Thaye, maybe his another name, two names. Anyway, we call Jamgun Kongdu Lodjo Thaye. We call Jamgun Rinpoche, that's all. Jamgun Kongdu, we call it. Yes, Kongdu. Because this Kongdu, he was born in Kongpo. The first Kongdu was born in Kongpo, you know. Kongpo is the name of the southern country. Okay. And Tul means Tulku, the incarnation from Kongbo, you know. So that's why he's Kongdul, it says, in short form. Kongdul. Lodjo Thaye, day. So this day is, you know, added at the end of the... Day means, in fact, the leader, yes. This name is added in all the... at the end of the high name of the High Lamas. Like Dalai Lama is also says, you know, ngawang yulo tu yande, ngawang yunden jasu pal sambo de, like this, you know. De, this sa is by karma ngawa yonde lodo jaso or karma ngawa yonde jaso or lodo thaye the follower of the Shakyamuni by him. Where he composed dokham kagyu ji densa chimbo palpung thupte chungkhol ling ki yangwen kunsang desin osa ling do. This is the name of the place where he composed this text. Dokham means the Eastern Tibet, kham. Kagyu ji densa chimbo. Kagyu means the kagyut pass. Densa means seed. Densa means seed. Chimbo means the great seed. The great seed of Kagyupa. Palpung is the name of the now the monastery. Palpung Thupten Chongkor Ling is the name. Palpung. Palpung is the name of the monastery. Palpung Thupten Chongkor Ling, you know, is the name of this this monastery. Chongkor Ling ki Yangwen Kunsang Dechen. Yangwen Kunsang Dechen Osa Ling Do. Kunsang Kunsang Dechen Osal Ling. It's a very, very beautiful name. Of the, it must be some retreat houses. Yangwen means more. Wen means, you know, very solitude, isn't it? Very peaceful place. Yangwen is most peaceful place, you can say, more peaceful place. The Kunsang Dechen Osal Ling, Thu means in Kunsang was in Kunsang Osal Dechen Ling, which is most peaceful. Place of key means of what? Of Palpung Thupten Chongkor Ling. Ling Thu. And when he composed, at what time? Yarwal Hale Pabe Thuche. Karsho Gi Che Gela. This is the time showing that now, the date on which he's, on the occasion. On what occasion, on what time he composed. Yarwa means the Buddha. Hale Pabe means the descending from the heaven. Thuche means the great day. On the great day of the descending of the Buddha from the heaven. You know, that is the 22nd of the 9th month, according to Tibetan calendar. It's the day when Buddha descends from the heaven. Jalwal hale bhabe tuichen. Karcho ji tse yela. Karcho, white-sided. Tse yela means on the 8th day. On the 8th day of white-sided. You know white-sided? The lunar, the moon increasing days is called karcho. Right? Karcho. Because white-sided, because it becomes whiter and whiter the night because of the moon, you know, moon increases. That's called Karcho.
The 8th day of
lunar. Pardon?
The 8th day of lunar.
The 8th day of the lunar increasing
yeah.
Period, you can say. That means the 8th date, you know. Mm-hmm. The 8th one. On the 8th, Karcho David say Yela. Jawal Hale Pabe Thuchen means 9th month. Tuition, Karsho, David, say Yela. Jawal Hale Babi Tuition, Karsho, David, say Yela. Jawal Hale, the great day of the descending of the Buddha's month, Buddha's day, this falls in the 9th month. That means it's the 9th month. Instead of saying the 9th month, you know, instead of saying Dao Guba, he says the Buddha's descending month. It's just poetry, you know. Poetry and also very nice, beautiful. Means showing his time when he completed this text. And he completed this text on such a good occasion, auspicious occasion, such auspicious day in a month, that means. You know. The month, that month is a Buddha's descending month.
9th month, which one month is it?
First, second, like that. You know. 9th month is Dao Guba, Chuba, Chukchiba, no. It's September, October, November, I think.
You begin with February counting, don't you? But we
begin from Karsho David Segela on the date on the 8th day of the of the white sided day. Te Shindu Gyavadang Lenjik and then Te means you know Te is here sign. Te means a sign, you know. Shindu Gyava means very auspicious. Lenjik means together with. Together with a very, very auspicious sign on the 8th day of the Buddha's descending great day, the month of the Buddha's, the month in which the greatest day of the Buddha's descending from the heavens falls. Tubar Gibaos.
What does
Lenchik means together with, you know. And Giba. Yes, now we have to go back. And how he composed, why he composed this one? Chonze Kebe Wangbo. Chonze Kebe Wangbo. Kebe Wangbo means the great scholars. Chowar Zepa means, you know, the living great scholars. Chonze means the living. Kebe Wangbo means the Indra of the scholars. That is Karma Chepal. Karma Chepal, I don't remember what Rinpoche says. Who is the Karma Chepal? So, etc. Nyingbyu Thunla, Chikdu Kube, Loma Namki, by the disciples. Loma Namki means, we have to go away from here. Loma Namki means by the disciples. Nyingbyu Thunla, Chikdu Kube means who? Kuba means who has great respect. Nyingbyu Thunla means in the essence of the, in the meaning of the essence, that means Tathagata Garba, you know, Buddha nature. Chiktu Kuba means who one-pointedly respect, who one-pointedly, one-sidedly, means definitely who has a great faith and respect in the essence of the Dharma. And this, Chonze Kebe Amu Karma Chepal, that means Karma Chonze, the living great scholars, the lord of scholars, Karma Chepal, etc. etc. You know, the disciple, all the disciple who have the great faith and aspiration in the Tathagata Garba, by them, then with ten dang jie means with the object. Yes, with the object means with the offering. Ten dang jie means with the object. With the object means with the offering. Ring name means from a long time, since a long time. Ring name means since a long time. Kul means they urge me. Yang means although. Although they urge me since from a long time, for a long time, that I should compose, I should write something, I should write the commentary on this Yulama, on the Yulama, you know. Kul Yang. Although they urge me, they inspire me from a sincere, for a long time. Since a long time. For a long time, you know, by offering an objects means offerings, by giving a presentation offerings. In Tibet, they always do, you know, when they come to the Lama, they present some things, any things, whether small thing or big things, then they request to give the teaching or to do something, you know. Although they request me, they inspire me, they urge me, myself, myself is not here. Remain like nyomle. Nyomle means laziness. Nyomle means laziness. So far, and up until now, you know, he means that, you know. I remain in laziness. I became lazy, yes. Nyomle means lazy. Nyomle is not lazy, really. Nyomle means, you know, what is part of laziness. What do you call it? Putting off every time, you know. I'll do tomorrow and day after tomorrow, like that.
Procrastination.
How do you spell? P. Procrastinated, you say?
No, I procrastinated.
I say active. I procrastinated. Although they request me so far, you know. But I remain like that, you know, putting off every time. That means nyumle. Chisu. Chisu means then afterward, later, you'll do dang jave, shejun mache zam chungdu reves, rangdu yila chakjangs, na chu minbe, sachu yever macho tap. Chisu means afterward, you'll do dang jave, shejun, you'll do dang jave means, here jarva means applying to yul and tu. Time and this, yul means a country, tu means a time. Applying to the time and the country and the time. Country and the time means, you know, according to the circumstances or situation, you know, or surrounding, you know, jarve. You'll do that jarve. She yun means, you know, the continuity of the transmission, yes, the transmission of the transmission of the shepa, the explanation on the yulama. Mache means not to be interrupted, not to be broke, not to be broken. Tam means only. Jungdu means to be happen. Rewe means of the hope. Rangde means self-interest. Yila chakchang means. Yila means in the mind. Chakma means to keep, in fact. Yila chakma means to keep in mind. No, this chakpa is used only with the mind. This chakpa in the sense of to keep, used only with the mind, nothing else. Yila chakpa means. Keeping in the mind the self-interest. What is that self-interest? The hope to be. The hope for the this explanation of this Yulama as being not only the discontinuity of the, you know, not to be a discontinuation of the transmission of explanation of the Yulama according to the time and the country. Because different scholar, they write on different occasion and different in different country, you know, in certain country, in certain time, they write something. So he said that in order to not to finish that tradition, sort of. Mimbe means by ripening, means becoming old. As my age is ripened, means as I become old. Sartre, sartre means, sar means newly, treva means to create. Gebar means expanded, very detailed. Machok means not able to do. Tap means because of. As the means, because I could not write in detail, that means I could not create and expand it in detail because of the old age. Tap. Chunyi jishin zikbe tamba ngama tagi. Pardon? Chok means to be able. Machok means not to be able. Or sometimes you use convenient also. Convenient. To be convenient and not could. I wasn't convenient. Do you say it? No. That means I was not. I'm not. Not able to. I'm not able to, you know. To write in detail and to add. To create new things. Means to add new things, you know, on that. And to write in detail. Because of the old age. Ma chok is one word. Chok. Ma is negative. Chok is to be able. Tap means. Due to, tap means also, because of. So, tap. Chunyi jishin zikbe, tamba ngama taje, sungdang jarte. Sungdang jarte, we have to say now, we have to jump here. Sungdang jarte. Applying with its teaching means here, based on the, yes. Sungdang jarte means, attaching, took the literal meaning is, attaching to this, to the words of, Sung means the word, honorific word for word, you know? Honorific for word, Sung. Who is Sung? Tamba ngama taki. Tamba means the true person, the great person. Ngama means the previous, taki means the plural. Based or attached with the word of the previous great scholars, great man, great being. Tamba means holy, the holy, the previous holy beings. Zikpe means Zikpe means who saw? Who saw? Chunyi means dharmata. Jishin means as it is. Who saw the chunyi as it is? Jarte? Yes. Then jarte? And then completed by.
Completed,
you know? We have to jump here. Completed by. Then chagji gajung karmana went. That one. And one sentence. This is a very difficult sentence. Giba. Tei says no. That ending now. Now is the last, the beginning of the fourth line. Tei, you know, Tatimbo Tesa. It's not Ngatimbo Ngesa. It's Tatimbo Tesa Tei. Tei means it's not Ngatimbo. It's like, they've written like Ngatimbo Ngesa. It's Tatimbo Tesa. Tei means by this, by that, by this completion of the text,
on such and such occasion, on such and certain place, you know, we have by so and so, and based on, to attach with the so and so, you know, everything that mentioned. By this composition, Jiva, oh, sorry, no, don't. Sorry, this is not. It is not. Nedu Ningbu Tamarimbuche. Jiva, there is not here. Nedu Ningbu Tamarimbuche, the precious teaching, the precious doctrines of the Nedu Ningbu, the essence of the ultimate meaning. Cho tu kuntu, cho kuntu, tu kuntu, you have to apply like this. Cho kuntu means in all directions, tu kuntu means in all the time. Tarshing means may it, Tarshing gave your choosing, may it be the cause
to flourish.
May it be this completion, your Kyurchik, we have to jump into the end again, you know. Jiva is again the subject. And the subject also related with the other subject like this, you know. This completion of the text, may this completion of the text be the cause,
you know,
your Kyurchik, may be the cause of the flourishing, spreading and flourishing,
then
of the precious Tambarimboche,
of the precious
doctrine of the doctrine
on, maybe
I think, on I should say, precious doctrines
on the
Ngedun Ningbo, on the essence of the
ultimate meaning,
in all the times and in all the directions. No, this is finished. Prayer for the wood block printing. You know, the one who made who spent money making the wood block printing, it costs a lot of money, you know. So and then this person goes to some high lama or some, you know, to compose some shlokas as dedication prayer for that. So then this is the dedication prayer. It's a very nice one, this also. It's dedicated to the for the long life of the Tenzin Jasu, the Dalai Lama. And Tenzin
this Dalai Lama.
And all the other, those who look after the Buddha's doctrine, that means those who holding the, who preserve the Buddha's doctrines. Then, and Yawang Yapse means here, and the Karmapa, and his spiritual sons, the long life prayers, and then. Very nice composition. Pardon? When was the time?
Yeah. I mean, the year wasn't given. It was set a
month. No, nothing. It's very vague.
So this woodblock was printed just recently?
This is recently in
this woodblock.
In Dharamsala, in Rumtek, you know.
But then what was the year about?
Pardon?